Good afternoon. So today we are going to do Simin Kuf Pei Vav Be'ezus Hashem. That's relatively short. And then we will start Kuf Pei Zayin, and we'll finish that tomorrow. Kuf Pei Zayin is divided into two halves. The first half is Ra Dam Achmas Tashmish. That's what we'll do today, Be'ezus Hashem. And the second half is Dam Maka, which is what we'll do tomorrow. That's the larger component, and also the more halach lemaisa component. So first Simon Kuf Pei Vav. Kuf Pei Vav is all about dam, is all bedikos before tashmish. And when you learn the sugya there, you'll see that there are essentially four positions in the Rishonim. The first opinion is that of Rashi, and probably most Rishonim. Rashi holds that a woman who does not have a veses and is not osekes b'tahara still does not need to do bedikos. In other words, even though she doesn't have a veses, as long as she's not osekes b'tahara, she doesn't have to do bedikos kodim tashmish or after tashmish. And this is the psak actually of most of the Chachmei Ashkenaz, including the Sefer Truma, the Smag, the Agos Maimonios, the Mordechai, the Rokeach, and Remeir Rottenberg. Now, not only is it true that you don't need to do bedikos, but the Gemara says you shouldn't do bedikos because libo nokvo parish. The Gemara says, why not? What's wrong with being machmir? And the Gemara says, no, it's wrong. Libo nokvo parish. Therefore, you shouldn't do bedikos, and it's not even a midas chasidus. That's opinion number one. So, according to Rashi, matters are very straightforward, at least if we're not osek betaharos. There's no need to do bedikos before tashmish, whether or not our wives have a veses kavua. Opinion number two is Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel says, no, a woman who does not have a veses, you do need to do bedikos before tashmish, even though she's not osekes betaharos. Why? What's the pshat? The answer is that because she doesn't have a veses, we're concerned that at any moment in time, she might become a nida. Shama tifros nida tachtav, and therefore you need to do a bedika beforehand. Now Rashi actually quotes this position, and he rejects it, because he says if you hold like Rabbeinu Chananel, there's a stira in Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. So the Beis Yosef answers that you'll have to say for Rabbeinu Chananel that there was a machlokas amoraim about what Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel actually held. The Rush says that he thinks Rashi's interpretation of the sugya is more compelling. However, lo milani libi lahakel ki divrei rach divrei kabbalah. So while I think Rashi makes more sense, he's afraid to be meiko, and therefore he's choshesh rashitas ra Rabbeinu Chananel. The third position is that of the Rif. The Rif is actually in Ksubos, more on that a little later. And the Rif writes that an Isha that does not have a Veses and is not Osekes B'taharos still has to be Machzik herself, that she's not Roed Da Machmas Tashmish. And she does that by doing a Bedika three times. And if on all three times it comes out good, then she shows she's not Roed Machmas Tashmish. Now, the Pasha Pshat is that you'd only have to do a Bedika after Tashmish. You wouldn't have to do a Bedika before Tashmish. It's not like Rabbeinu Chananel, who says that we're concerned she might become a Nida in the middle of Tashmish just randomly. In other words, her Veses will come punct in the middle of Tashmish. No, according to the Rif, it's a much more specific Chshash. The Chshash is that she's an Isha Shara Machmas Tashmish. And therefore, I would have assumed that you do three bedikos after Tashmish, and that would show that she's not in that category. However, according to the Beis Yosef and the Rashba Bedas HaRif, you also need to do a bedika before Tashmish. Why is that? The simple understanding is that in order to be machzik, that she is a Roa Machmas Tashmish, then you need to know that she was not a Nida before Tashmish. In other words, if I didn't do the Bedika before, and then I did the Bedika afterwards, and it was a bad Bedika, we would say, well, I don't know if you're a Machmas Tashmish, maybe you were actually a Nida already before Tashmish. So you need to do the Bedika before Tashmish to show for the Bedika after Tashmish to prove that conclusively she is a Roa Machmas Tashmish. That's the opinion of the Rashba, Bedas HaRif. And the way the Beis Yosef understands it is that it's actually a chova. You could have said it's rishus, that if I want to find out, I could only definitively find out by doing it, but the Beis Yosef sounds like it's a chova. According to the Ran and the Drisha, you only have to do a bedika before Tashmish if you want to be mafsid her ksupa. Meaning to say, if you want to, the halacha is that if a woman is ra machmas tashmish, you have to divorce her, and you divorce her without giving her a ksuba. In order to be mafsid her ksuba, you have to prove definitively she's ra machmas tashmish. And the only way to prove definitively, like we said, is to do bedika both before and after tashmish. So therefore, according to the Ran and the Drisha, if you want to be mafsid your wife for ksuba, so then do bedikos before tashmish. But assuming that's not your goal, so then you don't have to do bedikos before tashmish. And likewise, going further, the Darkei Moshe understands that according to the Rif, you don't have to do bedikos kodem tashmish at all. So we have three possibilities. According to the Rashba, you have to do bedikos kodem and achar tashmish. According to the Ran, only if you want to be mafsid or ksuba. And according to the Darkei Moshe, Os Aleph, not at all. So that is Shitas HaRif. Who paskins like Shitas HaRif? So here, it's mostly the Chachmei Sfarad, the Rashba, the Ran, the Ramban, and the Mechaber is so same like the Rif. He brings afterwards as a Yesh Omrim, the opinion of the Rambam and the Rach, but the Iker Shita, the Stam Shita of the Mechaber is like the Rif. Okay? Now, even within the Rif, there are a couple of ambiguities. First of all, why is it that if she has no veses, we're concerned she's roa machmas tashmish? Bishlama, the Rach I understand, and Rashi I understand. Rashi says you don't need the bedikos at all. Why should I be concerned that she's going to see dam in the middle of tashmish? Fine. Rabbeinu Chananel, I understand, maybe at any moment she could become a nida. But what's the pshat? Why is it that according to the Rif, we are more concerned that she's going to be an Isha Shara Da Machmas Tashmis just because she doesn't have a Veses? So the Beis Yosef answers that since she doesn't have a Veses Kavua, we assume that it's possible that something will trigger her to become an Ida. In other words, like a Veses Akfitos. Once you don't have a Veses that's totally in time, we're concerned maybe there's something else that triggers her to become an Ida. And what might that be? That might be Tashmish. And therefore, because she doesn't have a Veses, we're concerned maybe something else will cause this. And therefore, you have to prove that you're not Roa Machmas Tashmish according to the Rif. Now, of course, it's not a chshash gamor, because then we wouldn't even allow one tashmish, right? We still presume that you're not roa machmas tashmish. That's why we allow you to do, but we allow you to have tashmish the first time. However, we're concerned, and therefore, since it's efshar levarer by doing these bedikos, you must do these bedikos. That's the way the Beis Yosef understands the Rif. Now, a couple of limitations. First of all, it's obvious that you'll only do these bedikos after kaludam besulam. In other words, the first bedika, the first time a couple has tashmish, any dam that you find would presumably be dam besulam, so there's no point in doing a bedika afterwards. And moreover, as we'll see in a couple of shurim, that could go on for several bios. And therefore, you would only start doing these bedikos of chazaka for the Rif after you were sure there was no longer any dam besulam. Point two, which we'll get to later, is that the Trumas Hadeshen. The Trumas Hadeshen points out that, and we'll elaborate upon this in a couple of minutes, but the Trumas Hadeshen points out that if a woman, this is the negative veses, a woman never sees before day 14. So therefore, these chazaka bedikos, these three bedikos, should only be done at the time that she doesn't have a veses, meaning, say, after 14. Before day 14, we would treat her as an isha sheyeshla veses, and therefore, you shouldn't do the bedikos then, and moreover, presumably, even if you did do the bedikos then, they wouldn't be effective in terms of being machzikar. Finally, the Ravid understands that the Rif only said you have to do these bedikos of chazaka, these three bedikos, once we are already alarmed. In other words, once she already once saw dam during Tashmish, then you need to do these three bedikos, we're alarmed. But before that, you don't need bedikos at all. In other words, L'chor, what he understands that the halacha is that if you're raw dam machmas tashmish, it says you have tashmish once, twice, three times before you get into trouble, that's only if yesh lavases. But if ein lavases, once you see it once, then you should start doing these bedikos. That's the way the Ravid understands the Rif. Now, the Beis Yosef, for some reason, doesn't quote that line in the Ravid, but we'll see later the Shach does. Yes? So we'll talk about that afterwards. The Pashtus is, yes, you would need two more. That's certainly the Pashtus. Another question? Okay, the fourth opinion is the Rambam. The Rambam here is L'chora in his own world. And the Rambam says the following. Until now, we've been assuming that an isha sheyesh lavases kavua doesn't need to do bedikos at all. According to the Rambam, even yesh lavases, she should do bedikos. He writes, derech b'nei Yisrael u'b'nos Yisrael li'olam livdok atzmam achar hatashmish. It is the derech, so it's not clear if this was a minhag or not. But it's certainly the derech, the halacha is, that whether or not you have a vases, you should always do bedikos achar tashmish, according to the Rambam. And not only that, but even if you do have a vases, the Rambam writes, hatsnuos ein mishamshos ela ad shivdiku atzman tchila kodem tashmish. The tsnuos always do a bedika before tashmish. So, according to the Rambam, Tznuos, even yesh lavases, tznuos do bedika before tashmish, and everybody does a bedika after tashmish. There are other rishonim that might hold to something like this. Rabbeinu Simcha also writes that it's a mitzvah lifdok lifnei tashmish, even if yesh lavases. But that's, the Rambam Shita is quite, for the most part, radically different than everybody else. Isha she'en lavases, so then it's more similar to the rach. If she doesn't have a vases, so then she's chayv to do a bedika before tashmish, like the Rach, and afterwards, the Rach doesn't say that. So, Yesh Lavases, everybody does, Yesh Lavases, Tznuos before, everybody after, Ein Lavases, everybody before, and everybody after. So that's the Shita of the Rambam. The Ravid writes that the Rambam is so frum, even Rabbi Yehuda, who is a Tzadik She'en Kamoso, told Rebbe Zeira that you shouldn't do a bedika l'achar tashmish shelo yehid libo nokfa uporesh. What is the Rambam saying? So the Chidush Eran answers that the Gemara is talking about a bedika right after tashmish. Even the Rambam concedes that you shouldn't do the bedika right after tashmish, because then libo nokfa uporesh, so you shouldn't do the bedika ot yom, but a little bit afterwards, then you should do the bedika according to the Rambam. So those are the four shitos in Rishonim. Again, how do we paskin? So, the Stam opinion in the Shulchan Aruch is like the Rif. The Ramah, and we'll elaborate on this in a couple minutes, seems to assume like the Rach. He says a comment which is only true if you assume like the Rach. So the Ramah seems to hold like the Rach. And the Mechaber brings after Shitas HaRif the opinion of the Rambam and the Rach that you need to do bedikos as well. So that is all until you get to the Shach. The Shach here has what the Dani called the tour de force. There's less sure it was the tour de force after he started being Mayan in its Rios, but the Shach says like this. The Shach first of all notes that really most of the Rishonim either paskin like Rashi or wish they could paskin like Rashi, but they don't really understand the Rif, so they have no choice but to paskin to be choshesh for the Rif. Now, it's not so obvious, because if you remember, the Rush says, I would love to paskin like Rashi, but I'm choshesh for the Rach. The way the Shach is reading it is almost like, I'd like to paskin like Rashi, but I'm choshesh for the Rif. But he's actually being choshesh for the Rach. Now, the Shach's theory basically is that the reason why everybody is so concerned is because they misunderstood the Rif. And they have to say all these dachuk perushim in the Rif. But if you understand the Rif correctly, as he understands, then really the Rif and Rashi are almost identical. How so? So, according to all the explanations in the Rif, we have to figure out why the Rif paskened this halacha in Ksubos. He should have paskened it in Nida. The Rif doesn't actually have a commentary on Nida, it's in Shvuos, but he should have paskened it in Shvuos, where he paskens all the other halachos of Nida. Why does he say it in Meseches Ksubos? Now, to tell you the truth, in Nida he says that he already explained it in Ksubos in Perek Almana. But still the Shach thinks that though he references Ksubos in Hilchos Nida, he should have written the Iker Halacha in Hilchos Nida, even though Ksubos is first. But still, he should have written the Iker Halacha. And also the Shach has an interesting idea. He doesn't know why he says B'Ksubos B'Perek Almana. He should have just said B'Perek Almana. So, from the fact that he says I explained it in Ksubos in Perek Almana is a remez. So what is that remez? The remez is to teach me that these bedikos are only nogaya le'inyan ksuba, lehafsida ksubasha, but not lehatira lebaila. If you're not concerned with ksuba, you don't need to do bedikos at all. He really follows Rashi. That is really what the Rif holds. And in fact, that's what the Gemara is talking about. These bedikos come up not, they don't emerge from the Gemara itself, but only in Cheshbon. So that is the way the Shach understands the Rif. And he says that's why he doesn't, the Rif doesn't write Beferush that you need to do Bedikos in Hilchos Nida. Now, if the Baal is not Makbid in terms of Ksuba, then according to the Shach Bedas HaRif, you don't need to do bedikos at all. And he points out that if you look at the Ravid says a similar approach to the Rif in the sense that the Ravid also agrees, like we said, that you don't need to do bedikos, at least initially, until you are alarmed. So he doesn't make that chiluk between ksubos and not ksubos, but it's true that according to the Ravid Bedas HaRif, initially you also do not have to do bedikos. So therefore he concludes, Umeata kevan de das kol aposkim de isha she'en laveses lo bayu bedika klal lifnei tashmish ulachar tashmish kol aposkim, except for the Rambam, but the Rambam is a yachid neged kol aposkim, and except for the Rach. So he doesn't consider the Rach a posek. The Rach is like a pre-poskim, pre-rishonim. You see that in the Shulchan Aruch also, right? The Shulchan Aruch and the Yesh Omrim doesn't say that the Rach and the Rambam are Machmir. It says that the Rush and the Rambam are Machmir, because the Rush is Choshish for the Rach. So all the Poskim, except for the Rambam, which is a Yachid, are Mekel, that you don't need to do Bedikos, because the Rif is no longer relevant, and the Rush would really Paskin like the Rif if he understood him, and therefore, you could be Mekel. That's the conclusion of the Shach. And then he concludes with a very important line, which is ukimeduma shekein amadavar. That's the minag. In other words, not only am I correct in my interpretation of the sugya, but this is the minag. The minag at the time of the Shach was that women shein lan vases do not do bedikos kodim tashmish. And as I said, that's a very important conclusion. So how do we paskin halacha l'maaseh? So as I already mentioned, the pashut pshat, the mechaber, holds like the Rif. It's not so pashut because he does quote the opinion of the Rambam and the Rosh Lahachmir. If you look at the Pachad Yitzchak, the encyclopedia, not Rav Hutner, so the Pachad Yitzchak writes that whenever the Mechaber writes an opinion bestam first, that is his Iker Shita, and he only writes the Yesh Omrim, or even if he mentions them by name, and even if they're more than one, Lach Lok Lahem Kavod, because they were Gedolim. But the Iker Psak is always like the Stam, that's in the Pachad Yitzchak, on the Erech Beis Yosef, said in the name of the Ramami Pano. So that's the Lachora, the Mechaber Paskins, like the Rif. If you look, the Taras HaShlamim over here, in Sifkatan Vav, as well as in Simen Kuf Pei Dalet Sifkatan Beis, and also in Simen Kuf Pei Zayin Sifkatan Gimel, thinks that we actually Paskin like the Yesh Omrim Lachumra. In other words, he disagrees with this rule of stam yesh omrim halacha kestam. He thinks that whenever the yesh omrim are machmir, the mechaber means to paskin l'chumra, but I think that's not the generally accepted position. So the mechaber seems to paskin like the Rif, the Rama seems to paskin like the Rach, the Tarsa Shlomim disagrees with the Shach, and he says you have to be choshish for the Rama because the Rama paskin like the Rach. However, and he also, as I mentioned, understood that's the Iker opinion of the Mechaber. However, he writes, since the Shach wrote that the Minug is to be lenient, I can't argue with the Minug. But if there's no Minug, then you should follow the Rach because that's the Iker Halacha. And the Ber Hetev implies that the Minug was to do Bedikos beforehand. So the Taras HaShlamim is much more hesitant to follow the Shach. The Pischei Tshuva quotes the Chavos Das that even if you're Mekel, right, De'af ha'omim de'en sarach bedika, that only means you don't need to do a bedika schorn v'stakin, but you should still do a kinuach and lahashos ha'ed agufak shir veses. Meaning to say you take a bedika cloth, you put it ba'oso makom, you don't actually insert it, and you wait there for a couple of seconds, and therefore if there's dam, that would work. It's like a quasi-bedika. Now, that's quoted by the Pischei Tshuva in the name of the Chavos Das. If you look at the Chavos Das inside, it sounds like he's only in the Biurim, it sounds like he's only saying that according to those who are choshesh for the Rach, and he's saying that Kinuach would be enough. In terms of the contemporary poskim, we'll get there in a minute, but first let's mention Sif Gimel. Sif Gimel is the Trumas Hadeshen. As we said before, the Trumas Hadeshen says, she never sees before 14 days. Even according to Rabbeinu Hananel, we are only concerned that in the middle of Tashmish she'll see dam after 14 days. Before 14 days, she's like an Isha she yesh lavesis kavua. One of the reasons why Rabbeinu Hananel, right, the Trumas Hadeshen says that is he says, look, anyway, most Rishonim don't hold of Rabbeinu Hananel, so certainly we could be Mekel under these circumstances. Earlier, we talked about under what circumstances you could extend Rabbeinu, the vests of the Trumas Hadeshen for other dinim as well. For example, last year we mentioned the Machlokas HaPoskim, whether if your negative vests extends past your own abenonis, do you have to be choshesh, do you have to do bedika and be parish during the own abenonis? We mentioned Rav Moshe, the Ritvar Mekel, the Chavos Das is Machmir, Ayin Sham. Okay, so that's the Trumas Hadeshen. Now, we have a very basic question to ask, which is, does the Svar of the Trumas Hadeshen apply to the Rif as well, or also to the Rach? To the Rach, it makes a lot of sense. Remember, what does Rabbeinu Hananel say? If I don't have a Veses, I'm concerned that at any moment in time, I might see Dam. It's not associated with Tashmish per se. We're not afraid that Dafka, the Tashmish, is going to be going the Dam, according to Rabbeinu Hananel. It's just that any moment in time might be the moment that she starts menstruating. So therefore, during the first 14 days, when she never sees, there's no concern that she'll start menstruating. So the Vesas of the Trumas Hadeshen makes a lot of sense for Rabbeinu Hananel, and in fact, that's the context in which he says it. What about according to the Rif? Meaning to say, would we say, assuming you're Machmir to Paskin like the Rif, not like the Shach, but like the simple reading of the Mechaber, will the Trumas Hadeshen's Vesas help then as well? So this really depends on how you understand Shitas HaRif. If you understand Shitas HaRif like the Ran that we mentioned before, that since she doesn't have a Veses that's based on time, right? Every 20 days, 25 days, 33 days, so we're concerned that maybe she basically has a Veses of Roa Machmas Tashmish, right? We're concerned that maybe it's Tashmish that triggers it. So then the fact that she never sees before 14 days isn't a reason why you wouldn't have to do those bedikos before 14 days. Because she doesn't regularly see before 14 days. But the concern is not that she's going to see her regular re'iyah. Our concern is that she's going to be raw machmas tashmish, that tashmish is going to trigger it. In which case, even before 14 days, you would need bedikos, according to the Rith, as understood by the Ran. However, if you understand the Trumas Hadashin a little differently, you say, no, the Pshat Trumas Hadashin is kodem yudalid yom, your b'chezkas misulekes damim. And any time you're b'chezkas misulekes damim, you don't need to do bedikos. So then it makes sense that perhaps even according to the Rif, you won't need to do bedikos toch yudalid yom. So from the simple understanding of the Mechaber, it seems that he accepts the latter interpretation. Why? Because as we said before, the Mechaber so seem like the Rif, and at the same time, and he paskins like the Trumas Hadashin. And he doesn't say that's only Shaykh according to the Rach. So it seems like the Mechaber understood that the Trumas Hadashin is Shaykh for the Rif as well. So that's a Trumas Hadashin. So kodem yudalad yom, you don't need to do bedikos according to the Trumas Hadashin. Fine. What about after 14 days? So I would have said that after 14 days, you're like a regular woman she'ein lav eses. So if you hold like Rabbeinu Hananel, you'll need to do bedikos. But if you hold like Rashi, you won't. And likewise, if you hold like the Rif, at the very least, after you did your three chazakos, or if you understand it like the Shach, you don't have to worry, right? I would have said that the idea, the Trumas Hadashin is only a kula, it's not a chumra. Before 14 days, you don't need to do bedikos even according to the Rach. After 14 days, you're like a regular woman, she'ein lav eses kavua. That's the simple understanding of the Trumas Hadashin. However, the Plesi, in his Sefer, the Tiferes Yisrael, which is quoted by the Machtzis HaShekel, holds no. That even the Shach is going to be moda, that after those 14 days, according to the Trumas Hadashin, we're going to be choshish b'chol eis, and she'll always need to do a bedika kodim tashmish. So that means to say, that l'kulei alma, even according to the Shach, and even according to Rashi, after 14 days, you'll need to do bedikos kodim tashmish. The Trumas Hadashin is a leniency for Shita Sarach, that before 14 days, you don't need to do bedika, but it's a stringency, according to Rashi, that after 14 days you do need to do a bedika. And his logic seems to be the following. If the Trumas Hadashin could be a kula and tells me that you're not going to see before 14 days, it also has to be a chumra. You can't have the kula without the chumra. Now, it's not at all obvious why that should be. I would have said no. It's only a kula, tells me that she's misulekas damim until 14 days, but after 14 days, she's like any other woman, chain leveses. She's still might see on day 14, day 15, day 16, day 17, and 18, etc. But he didn't understand that way. He understood that she's not going to see before 14, but there's a higher chance she's going to see afterwards, and therefore, you need to do bedika kodim tashmish. The Shevet HaLevi says you should be machmir, like this Plesi, and therefore the Shevet HaLevi writes that if a woman doesn't see before day 14, after day 14 she should do bedikos before Tashmish. And Rav Moshe in Igros Moshe, Yardech El Gimel Simen Nun, also more or less, he doesn't quote this from the Plesi, but he also more or less accepts this idea. He writes, V'afal pi shekshe'avre yom ha'veses v'ona beinu nis v'yom ha'chodesh enecho sheshes od leveses im ein leveses kavua liyom ha'chodesh tzricha livdo kodem tashmish besmichos hayoser karov mishum de'isha bas damim cheskasa liros dam b'chol chodesh dechili olam lo tira. That if her expected period has passed and she didn't see dam, according to Rav Moshe, you should do a bedika kodem tashmish besmichos hayoser karov. Okay. So how do we paskin in terms of the halach lemaisa bedikos kodem tashmish? So if you look at Rabbi Forst on page 483, he writes, according to the accepted practice, a chassan and a kala should do bedikos for the first three times. In other words, the accepted practice is not like the Shach and Rashi, it's like the Rif. He writes that the kala should do chorn v'stakin before and immediately after, as long as you are certain there's no longer dam besulam. Now, as we mentioned before, sometimes dam besulam can last for several bios. Sometimes you'll have an hymenal ring that will go on for until a woman becomes pregnant. So, how do you know? So, Rav Forst says, once you have tashmish without pain, so then you should commence doing these three bedikos. He says preferably they should be consecutive, but they don't have to be. If you missed once, you could still be machzik. You're also exempt if you have a ves kavua or you're pregnant, and you should also only do it after the vesis of the Trumas Hadeshin passes, which might mean that if you have a very regular cycle, you might never get to this stage. The Shevet HaLevi writes an interesting point. Let's say you didn't do it at the beginning of marriage. You didn't. You went to chasen classes and they didn't mention these bedikos, so you didn't do it. And then you learn Shulchan Aruch a little couple years later, and you learned about these bedikos. So now you want to know whether I have to do them now. So the Shevet HaLevi says, no, once you didn't do them at the beginning, you don't have to do them anymore, because clearly you've shown yourself not to be a person who's Roa Machmas Tashmish, and therefore you're off the hook. The Shevet HaLevi also writes that you should do these bedikos. You should be choshish for the rif. He writes that kodim tashmish, you should do it within a half hour of tashmish, la'acharav miyad, bedievet up to a half hour. And beforehand, l'chatchila, you should do choron ustakin, bedievet the best you could do. And afterwards, you should do choron bestakin. But even the Shevet HaLevi says this is not mikra din. Mikra din, we do follow the shach. It's just kedai l'hachmir. You could say that at the very least, even if you don't want to do three bedikos, you could be machmir like the chavos das and at least do a kinuach. That's what I would have thought makes sense as a pshara. However, the poskim around here are generally lenient. They're mako. Rabbi Neuberger quotes on page 324 in Rabbi Savlovsky's book that when he was a chassan, Rav David Lifshitz tells him you don't need to do bedikos, though he never asked why. And he said, Rabbi Neuberger has a shtickle. He says, the Taras HaShlamim is machmir, but the Taras HaShlamim is meiko if there's not a minug lahachmir. And even if you're going to say that the minug is to be machmir nowadays, because Rabbi Forst says you should do it, and many places they do it, but he says it's not a real minug. Why? Because most people do it incorrectly. In other words, most people do it before the Trumas Hadeshin. They just do bedikos for their first three tashmishes after they're done dam besulim. And that's worthless. So that's a minhag tov. So that doesn't force people to do it the right way. In other words, essentially then there's no minhag. That's a Rabbi Neuberger's cheshbon. Rabbi Willig on page 315, Rabbi Sabalovsky's book, is also lenient. He says it is not necessary to perform bedikos to establish that the woman is not roa dam machmas tashmish, and according to the Shach and the Igros Moshe. Now we should note that line, in accordance to the Igros Moshe, is not so pashat. It is true that Rav Moshe thinks we paskin like the Shach. The Shach, Rav Moshe writes that we paskin like the Shach, interesting lashon, the ha'emes imei mitzad ha'din u'mitzad ha'metzias. Mitzad ha'din, the Shach makes a compelling case that we should follow Rashi and his interpretation of the Rif, and also mitzad ha'metzias, meaning to say, the metzias is that most women, even though they don't have ves kavua, are not roas machmas tashmish. So it's true. Rav Moshe writes that you don't need to do that. We paskin like the shach. However, Rav Moshe also writes, as we saw before, that you should do bedikos after tashmish after her zman havesis has passed. It's not clear if he means only the first three times or forever. It's very unclear in that lashon, but he says tzricha livdo kodem tashmish b'smichas hayoser karov, once her vesis is passed, and afterwards he writes again. I'll read you his lashon: avidavka be'avra vesta v'loy rasa tzricha bedika af achar tashmish aval kodem zman haveses ein isha tzricha bedika achar tashmish klal kashach v'afilu mitchilas nesuah v'amesimei mitzad adinu mitzad metzias. Okay. So that is Rav Moshe, and Ayin Shem to be Mevar Hashita. Okay, so that is Simin Kuf Pei.